Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of the Chair of Peter, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Marianne Lucy of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters. Sister Marianne has served as a missionary in Bolivia, a bilingual pastoral minister, and a licensed professional counselor. She now lives in Muskego, Wisconsin, and the title of her preaching today is Upon This Rock.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." My brothers and sisters, today the church celebrates the feast of the chair of St. Peter. For some, this may seem to be an insignificant feast, something not really very much in people's consciousness. But it is a beautiful feast and a very meaningful one for all of us. The image of the chair of St. Peter symbolizes Peter's call to leadership by Jesus. He and his successors are to tend to this flock of Jesus and keep everyone united in faith and charity. It is a unique mission, and it is given to Peter by Jesus. There is another meaningful image in the Gospel today, and that is the title that Jesus gives to Peter, calling him the rock, the solid and enduring foundation for all followers of Jesus. What symbolism does Peter as the rock, or the rock, mean for us now? These leadership qualities of support and care and teaching and holding and leading are qualities described by Jesus in today's gospel and have been given to all of us by virtue of our baptism. What is required of us now, as we look upon a world in chaos, sin, and lies, how can we be a rock for those who suffer? One very human image that I hold is the honor of having someone say, "You have been my rock in my time of sorrow, and you have seen me through crises, or you have accompanied me through moments of deep loss and isolation. You have been my rock." And perhaps people have been a rock for us in our lives. Former teachers, mentors, friends, family members. These are people who we can trust will accept us and will care for us. How can we be a rock for those who suffer? What kind of love holds all of us in this time? I believe that for us, our rock is the absolute unfailing love of God for each of us and for all of creation. Jesus is our rock. Jesus holds us secure. There is no crisis, suffering, or loss that can destroy God's church. Peter was the first to receive and cherish this symbol of pastoral leadership. It has been passed on and will continue to give of itself in ages to come. And Jesus says, "And so I say to you, and you, and you, and you, and all of you are my rock, upon which I continue to build my church. And the gates of the netherworld shall never prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Love, serve, honor, respect, and preach my word. Amen."